Welcome everybody. Yeah. I want to thank the anonymous sponsor sponsoring the breakfast in Nishmas to Avram Ben Zalman. Thanks also to Rav Betzalel. I never put him up to it. I have nothing to do with him. We don't even talk to each other.
I'm out of control.
We let him in, that's all. Just a few announcements before we start. I want to remind everybody about the annual barbecue next week, beach trip. Those who haven't signed up, please sign up with Dobby Friedlander as soon as possible so we can make arrangements. How many people are coming, how much food to buy, etc., etc. Not that they've ever been left overs, you know, when. but if you haven't signed up and you still want to come, so don't be shy. I want to thank all of you who have made an effort, have contributed to the Shuas Learnathon fundraising campaign. We're very far from our goal, and the response from the guys that are learning in the Beit Midrash have been very sharp. Baruch Hashem, a lot of people who don't learn in the Beit Midrash have helped us, and that's why the numbers don't look so bad, but the guys that are actually learning and benefiting from the learning, I'm not talking about anyone specific, I'm not talking about those who pay every month and help, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, I'm just saying that the response has been a bit sharp. We still have time to machazak and to try and get closer to our goal. So, ball's in your court. I want to talk about Kabbalah Satorah, and I want to talk about how we go about being Makabal the Torah, but I want to do it in the way we normally do things here, which is to get a clear understanding of the basic principles, and to clear up a lot of misunderstandings that we may or may not have about the subject. We'll talk about a couple of different subjects, and we'll tie it all together at the end, Bezrat Hashem. Me, a bit louder. I've never been accused of speaking softly ever. Thank you. I want to speak to you afterwards. No, that's good. I always get kicked out because I'm talking too loud. Where's that my smile? No, he's not even here. He can't bear my voice. Okay. Oh, there he is. Okay. The first for everything. Okay. We've been learning in the 9:30 Vad, we've been learning some in Yonim this week. We just finished Rav Tauber's Seif on Emunah B'Tochen, and Mes Hashem next Sunday we're starting his Seif on Bais Yehudi. But in the meantime, we decided we'll learn some in Yonim D'Yoyim and Shavuos. I'm not going to that whole sugya, I just want to bring a midrash that we saw, Ma'idika midrash, that'll start the subject off, and we'll tie this all back up together and end hopefully by 10 o'clock. There's a midrash, Shmois Rabba, Amar Rav Abao, Kol Mem Yoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim for 40 days, we all know. While he was there, he was learning and forgetting. I've been here for 40 days and I don't know anything. Has a resonation here with somebody? I've been learning for 40 days and I don't know anything. It's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. It's a midrash in Shmois Rabba Mem Aleph. You were in the vine. I read this about 15 times in the vine. I couldn't get over this. This is mind-shattering, earth-shattering news. Masa Kodesh Baruch. So what did Hashem do? Sent him for therapy. No, that's what you do. Meshehashli mem yoyim nosen la Kodesh Baruch is a Torah matana. Shenema v'yiten el Moshe. What did Hashem do after 40 days? He gave it to him. Nebuchadnezzar, I can't learn. Give it to me. I take it. Go. As gam le Moshe Rabbeinu nisna ha-Torah b'matana v'lo al yedei ma'isa. The Torah was given even to Moshe Rabbeinu as a matana and not because of his ma'isa. That's the first yesod we need to know. It's impossible to learn Torah. We come in here with an expectation that we can learn and understand, and when we don't, we get depressed, we get upset. Why can't I learn? How can I work? You can't learn Torah. You can't understand Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu learned for 40 days. It was an accomplished person, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim. Learn, forgot, until he said, I don't know nothing. I've been here for 40 days and I don't know anything. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to him as a matana. So the question remains then for us, is how do we get this matana? How do we get this matana? It's a matana. Hashem's giving our Torah. Zman Matan Torah is saying, now's the time. Now's the time. It's always the time, by the way. It's always the time. That's not the best way to go about getting the Torah, okay? By bringing your phone into the basement traffic. I'm not going to say anything about that. Wolitsky begs me every day to talk about it, but I would ask people not to. Then I would have to leave mine outside as well. The Torah's been given every day. Rashi points it out, yeah, in Shmois, Vayom HaZeh, should have said Vayom HaHu. Chadoshim, every day it has to be like mutton, not like, it is, every day the Torah's been given new. And we have to find out how we go about getting it, when Lamaisa we can't learn. I made a mark here somewhere. Right there. Okay, fine, let's put that aside. There's another pasuk I just want to bring and ask a simple question, and we'll come back to that as well. Because the Bible's got to turn a lot of pages to get to where we want to go. Can I find this here? Oh. Vatem tiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kodosh eli dvorim asher dedabeel b'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are going to be a mamleches kohanim v'goy kodosh. Says Rashi, what's mamleches kohanim? Sorry. Ministers, rulers. We'll be rulers. That's what we are. Memleches Kohanim v'Goy Kodosh, we're a holy people. That means we're separated, we're different. But Memleches Kohanim means we're rulers. Sorry, ministers, rulers. Who are we going to rule over? The question is, who are we going to rule over? So everybody, the kids have got the little pictures in the garden, you know, the toilets are going to not. You know, you're going to have the goyim are going to polish your shoes, they're going to wash your car, and they're going to go do shopping for everything you don't want to do, the goyim are going to do, so you can sit and learn the Rashi. The Rambam says not like that. Rambam at the end of Hilchot Malachim says, Lo lishlot alem. Mashiach's coming is not to rule over the goyim. That's not what we're going to be in the world for. That's not what Mashiach's going to be, to rule over the goyim. So who are we going to rule over? There's a famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Until I knew it, it wasn't famous, but they tell me it's famous. So it's, there's always these famous things you never heard of. But this Dafki is a well-known Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. I'd like to bring out from here just two very important yesodas, and we'll tie everything together, and hopefully you'll go away with something, with some real possible practical answers on how to kabbal the Torah. The first piece is the psukim dealing with Klal Yisrael arriving at Har Sinai. V'chodesh ha'shlishi letzeit bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim v'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. In the third month of Klal Yisrael's leaving Eretz Mitzrayim, v'yom hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. They came to Midbar Sinai. Next pasuk. Vayisu merufidim v'yavu Midbar Sinai v'yichonu b'midbar v'yochen sham Yisrael neged ahar. So this is the way the story goes. Klal Yisrael arrived Midbar Sinai. They left Refidim. They came to Midbar Sinai and they camped there next to the mountain. Something's wrong with this. You tell me you arrived, then you tell me how you got there, and then you repeat that you arrived. Just tell me, you left Refidim and you came to Har Sinai. What's the pasuk of they came to Har Sinai? They left Refidim and they came to Har Sinai. So Aruch Chaim HaKadosh picks this up. And he says a loshon here that is quite astounding. Kasha. Lama ichamuk hamuktam. Why are you bringing the last thing first and the first thing last? You first say you left the place and then you arrive. You don't arrive and then leave and then arrive. So he asks, he answers like this. V'ula, he says, perhaps shu'aderech ha'imrim. Brings from a midrash. There's a lotion ava mekalkelis es ashura. There's a concept that love breaks all rules. But Pinkas Zatzal used to use a language that I wouldn't use, but he used it, so I'm going to quote him. Hashem goes bananas sometimes. Hashem goes out of his mind. He possesses. He said it, so I'm saying it over his name, but it's hard to say the language. But sometimes Hashem breaks rules. He breaks the rules, kaviyachal, whatever that means, out of love. Out of love. What happened here? Sheliyoski ze yoim hamakabel aboyer. This was the day Hashem's been waiting for. Hashem's been sitting anxiously since time immemorial, waiting for this moment. The Torah. La'olam le'elyonim le'tachtoinim. U'me'yomam priya heim yoishvinu metzapi matai yavo b'nei Yisrael midbar Sinai. The entire world, the higher worlds, the lower worlds, all the creatures, everything that Hashem had in His world, has been waiting for this day. When is Klal Yisrael going to come to our Sinai? Anxiously, metzapin, awaiting, anxious. Mi yom abriya and yoshin a metzapin. The zeshi yigiu shama. When they eventually got there, lo otzru koyach lesape seid adover. They're too excited to start talking about how they got here and the whole journey. They got here. I've been waiting for this. We've been waiting for this since Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has arrived at our Sinai. You phone up and you say, we've arrived. Afterwards, you explain how you got there. We left graffiti and we came. But that says explaining pshat. It's a noyedik of pshat. I wouldn't say such a thing, but I'm going to argue with Aruch Haim HaKodesh, not with some inspiring one. V'tekev kodma hoidah bo'imru b'yoyim hazeh bo. Straight away you say, we came on this day. V'simchu shamayim v'aretz. There was an enormous simcha in shamayim v'aretz. The entire world was bubbling with simcha. Cheshek, choshek. Ki zehu tachlis habriya v'tikvoset. Because this is the entire purpose of the briya, let's hope. This Yom Rishon, this Motzei Shabbos, this Sunday, whatever you want to call it, Zeh Tachli Sabriya. And the Shamayim Va'aretz are B'Simcha. B'Simcha. You'll notice there's no mitzvah on Shavuos, specific to Shavuos. There's no matzah, there's no sukkah, there's no Abba Minim. There's one mitzvah only. This is before the Arizal got us learning through the night. Two suddas you have to eat. Kula Moedim Batzeres. Batzeres Tzorich Lochem. Even though that hold that you don't have to eat the Suda on Pesach and Sukkot, everybody agrees on Shavuos you have to eat. Because of the enormous Simcha, which is expressed through the Suddas. The Ikar Avodah on Shavuos, besides the learning and everything, I'm not saying we'll get to that, is the Simcha that's expressed through the Suda. If you want to do what Hashem's doing on Shavuos, just be the Simcha, because that's what He's doing. The simchu shamayim v'aretz ki zeh hu tachli sabriya v'tikvos. That's the whole purpose of the briya, and it's hope. If there's any hope that the human race, that this world has, it's on this day that we get the Torah. So, hachana number one for Kabbalah Satori is you have to be b'simcha. Fine, how do we go about doing that? So Aruch Haim HaKodesh points out three hachanas, three ikranot, three principles that a person needs in order to get the Torah. And Aram points out here that they're the same thing. They're all based on one yesod. And if you have this one yesod clear, then everything else is clear. And he learns it out from the pasuk. Vayisim erefidim, that's the first ikra. Vayisim erefidim, ubo midbar Sinai, that's the second one. Vayochenu b'midbar, vayochen sham Yisrael neged ahar, Rashi says, ish echad b'lei v'echad. Those are the three ikronot, the three hachonas, the three principles you need in order to be roi to matonis ha-Torah, to be makabel Torah. The first one is the yosemi refidim. Rashi says, what happened? There was a rifion in Torah. The seriousness about their Torah, about their learning, went down. Gobo Amalek, that's when Amalek comes. The first yosod says the Aruch HaKam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yosemi refidim is amelim b'Torah. You first have to be amel b'Torah. And there's a big misunderstanding here. We think Amal B'Torah is a punishment. You have to break yourself. Amal B'Torah requires you to break yourself. We have that, so we think, yeah, the more miserable you are, the higher the darga you are. Everybody got that message clear. But that's a big misunderstanding. It's not about breaking yourself to be miserable. What's the vort here? The vort is why is there a stira between Taiva and Torah? Well, what's wrong with Taiva? What's wrong with having another bagel? I've had two already, so I'll have a third one. What's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with bagels. They could be very healthy. They could be very good for you. And under certain circumstances, if a third bagel will give you yeshiva das and you'll treat your chavrusa better because you had a mouthpiece of ice cream, do this thing. What's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with the etzim thing. what the problem is it's about me feeding my tivus. It's about my pleasure. It's about me. I'm not the center of the universe. I mean, I am the center of the universe, and I'm not the center of the universe. I'm the center of the universe because the tachlis of the Bria is for me to be Dovak in Hashem. But I'm not the tachlis of the Bria because the anoichi, the etz and ego that I have, my personal desires are not the center of the universe. That's not what the world was created for. It wasn't created for my personal desires. It was created for me to do the rotzen Hashem. So why don't I learn? Because I'm lazy, I'd rather sleep later, I'd rather schmooze to my friends, I've got a whole list of things I'd rather be doing than learning Torah. A Melech Torah isn't about the guy who learns 18 hours a day or 19 hours a day. It's the guy who can learn 30 minutes, a half an hour. Because he understands that he's got 30 minutes to learn, and therefore these 30 minutes are critical, and he's going to put every ounce of energy into it. And he's not going to do the other things he needs to do in the day, because this is the time he has for Torah. The person cut out a certain amount of time that he has to learn, so that time is critical. That's the heart and soul of his day. Whether it's half an hour, 10 hours, or 15 hours, a guy could be learning 15 hours a day and not achieve as much as someone who's learning half an hour. It's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. But it's about me being mevatel myself to Hashem. As long as there's me and there's Hashem, there can't be achdus, there can't be a oneness between me and Hashem. So that's the first yesod. The first yesod a person has to break himself in, that it expresses itself in, is in Rafinim, is in Rifyon HaTorah. That we have to take the Amelus B'Torah, we have to take it seriously. Asek B'Torah, it's our business. This is what we do for a living. If somebody asks you, what do? You tell them, I'm a Torah learner. When do you learn? I learn from 9 to 9:30. That's your business? Yeah, that's my business. That's my business, because that's the most important thing. That's the most important part of my day. The rest of the day, I can't learn whatever the reason. I'm not getting into all of that. Well, the time that I spend learning has to be Bli Rifyon. So we were Yosem Rafidim, they left Rafidim. We Yavam Midbar Sinai, they came to Midbar Sinai, says the Racham HaKadosh, Anava. It's Anava. How you Zeichet Torah? No, Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Anava in the world. Another big misunderstanding. People think Anava means you're a nobody. You're a nobody. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Misken. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Nebuch, he wasn't a Misken. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Anava in the world, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Kulu Torah. He was Torah. He brought Torah into the world. So there's no stereo between great, being great, and being an honor. Alter of Kelm used to say the pshat. It says, "Hu noisen lachem koyach lasos chaya." Hashem gives to you koyach lasos chaya to do big things. That means you have koyach. You have koyach. An honor is someone. Somebody doesn't know he has koyach. An honor is someone who has enormous koyach, and enormous abilities, and enormous opportunities to achieve great things in the world. So why is it an honor? Because he knows he got it from Hashem. It's a gift. It's not his. It's not my koyach. Hashem gave me this koyach. I have koyach that he doesn't have, and he has koyach that I don't have. There's no stira. I need to know what my koyaches are. I need to know what my abilities are. If you don't know what your job in the world is, look in your tool bag and see what your tool bag is. How does a plumber know he's a plumber? Because he opens his tool bag and he sees plumbing tools. How does a person know what he's supposed to be doing in this world? Take stock of yourself. Have a look and see, where am I? And then give that to Hashem. Actualize yourself fully. An honor is not a nebuch. An honor is a fully actualized person. It's just, it's for Hashem. It's not for me. Again, breaks the me. It's not about me. And the third one, and this is probably the most widely misunderstood one, is ish echad b'leiv achad. Achdus. If you want to be makabel Torah, there has to be achdus. There can't be pirud. Now, we have a big misunderstanding here. We think achdus means getting together. You get together. We get together to eat. That has nothing to do with achdus. I mean, it may, but it's usually not. Why do we get together to eat? Because it's more geschmack to eat together. It's not geschmack playing golf on your own. Anybody ever play golf on their own? I did it once. When I was in university, we used to play golf. But there wasn't that much to do in university, so you were bored. So golf was one of the things. You could take up a whole day playing one game. So we used to play golf. We weren't the greatest golfers. It used to take even longer than most people. We only played 4 holes. You just take the whole day. My handicap was 192. And anyway, so there was a big exam coming up, and I didn't see why I needed to study for the exam. I thought I'd learnt enough, and I thought the best way to prepare for the exam would be to go out for a walk and breathe in some fresh air, but I couldn't find anyone to go with me because everyone was studying for the exam. So I went. I thought, I'm going to play golf. It was horrible. I doubted that I wouldn't get a hole-in-one because there can be nothing worse than getting a hole-in-one and you're on your own. So I doubted that I wouldn't get a hole-in-one. And it needed davening because it could happen. Anyway, so that's the vote. Why do you get a group of friends together to go listen to music or to go for a walk or whatever? Because more geschmack. Watching a sunset on your own is not so geschmack. You want to share it with somebody. That's not about achdus. I'm not saying it can't be about achdus, but it's very often not about achdus. It's about me getting what I want. a meeting of people with a common agenda usually is how can I get what I want out of this meeting. It's not about a common agenda. A common agenda is lasa sitzenecho. We get together to decide how we're going to do what Hashem wants. We get together as a group to learn Torah, to see how we can machazak the things in the town, how we can improve, how we can... That's called achdus. Achdus is about where the goal is to be mekadesh Hashem Shemayim. But when the achdus is about me getting what I want, that's the opposite of achdus. That's not achdus. That's the biggest period you can get. So all these three things that we've mentioned here are all about the same thing. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh is three ikronot that you need in order to makabel Torah. They're not eitzah tovas. They're not segulas. Each and every one of them is telling you that if you want to makabel the Torah, you've got to get out the way somehow. Without getting out the way. It means you have to actualize yourself fully. Lasos chayil. You have to be an onov. But at the same time, you've got to get out the way so that the Torah and the Asek and the Omul B'Torah can take place. And at the same time, there can be an achdus because your personal desires are not getting in the way. You're more concerned about what the other guy needs than what you need. You have to help the other person, not to help yourself all the time. In that environment, you can have a Kabbalah Satorah. That's Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah. The Vilna Gaon says that Torah is like rain. It's like rain. What's going to grow in the field? Well, every field has the same rain. One field grows wheat, another field grows thorns. Why? Because in this field they planted wheat, in that field they didn't plant anything, or they planted thorns. The Vilna Gaon says a frightening thing. If you learn Torah, but you don't prepare properly, what's going to grow is thorns. That's what it says. It's a samachaim or a samamavis. The Torah can be a samachaim. It can be a life-giving force. It's nuclear energy. It's very powerful. There's nothing more powerful in the world than Torah. Nothing more powerful. The Ramchal says it's the greatest shepherd that comes into the world. The highest shepherd that comes into the world is Torah. But if the field hasn't been properly prepared, when the Torah comes there, it's going to produce thorns. It's going to produce the opposite of what Torah is trying to prepare. Therefore, the achonaya is critically important. And not just now. Obviously, now is very important. But the whole year, every day you're learning. Every day you're learning. Before you start learning, take 5 minutes out and ask yourself, how does the field look? Where are the middas? Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah. Why is Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah? Well, because you've got to be a nice guy before you start learning Torah. That's not pshat. Pshat is if it's not Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah, then the Torah will produce weeds, thorns. It's not going to produce a ben Torah. There has to be a plowing, there has to be something positive that when the Torah lands on it, can grow into something positive. And we all know what issues are, and we all know what midas need fixing, and the person has to learn Musa, and he has to work on himself, and he has to build these things, because otherwise getting the Torah can be a very dangerous thing. We've seen it, history is replete with great people who, Rahman al-Islam, the end wasn't positive. That's the Vilna Gaon. That's not my idea or complaints to Vilna. And that's the pshat in Sarim. Who are you going to rule over? Yourself. There's only one person you can rule over. I know it's easy to rule over everybody else. It's ma'od geshmak, and it's very easy to tell everybody else what to do. Improve everybody else. But Sarim means you have to rule over yourself. There's no one else you can rule over. Even the greatest kings, Shlomo Melech, David Melech, we see the first thing they ruled over was themselves. When you rule over yourself, when you're in control of yourself, when you're... This is not for us, but just to you. We're not talking about 1,000 years ago. We're not talking about the Avos. The Pasuk says, V'yisra Avram es Einov. Avram lifted up his eyes. The Altar came and said, why are you telling me he lifted up his eyes? I care if he lifted up his eyes or not. If he saw the Malachim coming, Mustama, he saw the Malachim coming with his eyes. What is the problem he lifted up his eyes for? The word is, the Torah is always telling me about the pnim of the matter. Never telling me that he lifted up his eyes. And mikra moitin et shuta. Why do we don't take the posuk out of its simple meaning? He lifted up his eyes. The 6-year-old devil, you know, Avram Avinu looked up and he saw the Malachim coming. But what's the pnim here? What's the depth here? The depth is that if Avram Avinu lifted up his eyes, there was a pre-machshava to lift up his eyes. He didn't just lift up his eyes. He made a cheshbon whether he was going to lift up his eyes or not. The yisra is roglov. You don't just walk. I'm not talking about us. We're not holding here. If you can do one thing in your life once a month like this, you're really godless. There's total control. The yisra is enough. He looked up. You pour Torah onto that, you're going to grow beautiful, beautiful plants. I tell a story about Rebbe Lelopian. It's in the Hakdama to the original version of the Levi Eliyahu. His son-in-law brings down that Rebbe Eliyahu. It's a well-known story. He was standing by a bus stop in Eretz Yisrael waiting for a bus. So waiting for a bus in Eretz Yisrael, you can work on your middos. You have plenty of time. So what happens when people are waiting for a bus and the bus is not coming? So everybody's looking for the bus. And Rebellion stood quietly. Why look for the bus? Looking for a bus ever made it come quicker? Well, looking for the bus is a useless exercise. Why waste your energy to look for the bus? He stood quietly. After, I don't know how long it was, 45 minutes, an hour, he turned his head slightly. And he mumbled under his breath. His son-in-law said, "In Kelm, you would have got it for that one. You would have blasted for that one. What are you turning your head to look for a bus? In Kelm, you would have got blasted for that." That means there was a Musag, not even 100 years ago, where people were in control of what they did. You're in control of what you do. Say, Nachinami, we're not holding there. We live in a generation today. We live in a world today. We don't think before we speak. We write letters without thinking. It's a dangerous thing to do. When you speak, it's one thing. But today, everything's recorded. Everything's written down. Everything's typed. Everything, you know, you say something, they throw it back in your face 20 years later. Think before you speak. Just a little bit of control, a little bit of achana. That's Erech Eretz Kodmah Torah. If we'll have the Yesodis of Baruch Hama Kodoshia, the Yesodis is that I have to break myself, not in a negative way. I don't rub it. Hashem gave us a world for pleasure. Lisaneg el Hashem. There's plenty pleasure in this world. It's just what you do with it. What do you do with it? Use the world. It was given to us a resource. The ice cream's in the world for us. All the pleasure, the lasagnas, it's all there for our pleasure. What do you use it for? How do you use it? What do you do with it? That's what determines who you are. And that's the Memlechas Kohanim. Memlechas Kohanim is a few psukim after the Yisum Erefidim, the Yevor Midbar Sinai. Amelis Betoira, Anova, true Anova, and Achdus, true Achdus. Achdus that's dedicated to the other guy, not to me. We come together to see how I can help you, not how you can help me. And if we take those three Yesodis and we pull those around, what it means to be a Melemechus Kohanim, that I'm a Sa, that I rule over myself, and we plug it back together with what the Aruch Haim HaKadosh said right in the beginning. The Simcha, the enormous Simcha anticipation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this day. You don't have to do anything else in Shulis except just join in Hashem's enormous Simcha. How happy I am that I have Torah. Have you ever sat for 5 minutes and meditated on what you would look like if you didn't have Torah? What would be your life? What would be your world? What would be your... Just think about it. What would you be if you didn't have Torah? For some people it's easier than others, but just think how happy I am. But not just my happiness, Hashem's happiness. Hashem, this is the whole Shemayim V'Aretz and waiting for this moment. I'm going to let it just frizzle through my fingers? And remember another thing, and this is probably the most important thing to remember, is even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't learn Torah. You're not being matzliach, it's not happening, I don't feel like I'm growing, I don't feel like I'm learning. You have an expectation that you can learn Torah? Where do you get that false expectation from? Well, I'm an academic, I was a straight A this, and I was a this, and I'm a professor, and I'm a... So what? Chokhmah b'gayim tamim. There's chokhmah out there, but Torah b'gayim al tamim. There's no Torah, that means there's no connection, there's nothing similar between chokhmah and Torah. Torah is a world of its own. We don't learn Torah using psychological, pedagogical skills. We learn Torah using Hilchos Talmud Torah. You have an expectation you can learn Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't learn Torah. Every time you understand something, every time you make an effort and you understand something, it's a matan, it's a gift. Hashem just gave you a kiss. There's no more dveikus to Kosh Baruch than that. You understood a Rashi, you understood a piece of Gemara that you never understood before. It's an enormous simcha. Hashem just unloaded a bucket of diamonds onto you. We have an expectation we should be able to learn. So I learn, I don't learn. Yeah, when I don't learn, I get miserable because I don't understand. When I understand, I go, wow, I'm so clever, that was geschmack. That's such a terrible misunderstanding. The starting point's wrong. You have to make the effort, you have to do the hachonas, you've got to plow the field, you've got to make sure you plant the right seeds, but afterwards, it's all a gift. So there's no pressure, there's no lachat, you can learn and enjoy yourself. Sorry, Rabulitsky. A bit late. No, I'm talking about the enjoyment. You're allowed to enjoy your learning. Why? Because, first of all, you're doing what Hashem wants you to be doing. Not just wants you to be doing, but he's mekalkeles ashura. He's going bananas there because you're so happy with you because you're learning. So he'll give it to you, won't give it to you. What's the problem? Just go sit and learn and enjoy it without the pressure, without the lachat, without the stress. and you achieved something, celebrate it. And you didn't, so keep going. Moshe Rabbeinu sat for 40 days in Shemaim on that darga. It's I mean, I can't get over this midrash. I can't get it out of my head. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting for 40 days and didn't understand anything. I know nothing, he says. Nothing? Yeah, nothing. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us the schus, the koyach, we should be able to do all the achonas, all the preparation, and doing all the achonas already. 49 days of Sphira, which is another discussion. How each one of those pieces builds this yesod that we've spoken about today. It's not the time. We should be zeiche to plant the proper seeds. We should be zeiche that the rain falls in the right time and the right place. And we should be zeiche to grow and to become emesli kibbutz Torah, emesis of Hashem, and a big kiddush Hashem, a mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh.
Amen. 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 Amen.